प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। At Brahma Muhurt of Confluence Age, at Amrit Vela, you opened your eyes to your elevated birth. And what did you receive? How many gifts did you receive? You opened your eyes. You saw the old Baba. You saw the white Baba. You also saw the red in the white. Did you not? So whom, to whom did you see? You saw the Father, the bestower of the peace. And how many gifts did He give you? He gave you so many gifts that you will continue to be sustained by these gifts. Birth after birth, you won't have to buy anything. The biggest of all, He gave you the bracelet of love. Which is even more valuable than diamond. He gave you the bracelet of God's magic. With this, you can attain whatever you want as soon as you have the thought. And you invoke it. There is nothing lacking in the treasure store of Brahmins. All of you children received such a gift as soon as you opened your eyes. All of you have received it, have you not? Is there anyone left out? Exchange of gifts is the part and parcel of love. Baba said, as soon as you wake up, you receive so many gifts. You open your eyes and you see the gifts are in front of you. And which is the greatest gift that you have received? Bracelet of love and bracelet of God's magic. What thing is given in love? That thing is not important. But the bhav, the feeling, the emotion is more important. There are two extraordinary examples in the history of the world. Usually, poor person gives gifts and rich person gives gift and poor person receives. Rich gives, poor receives. There is one example where the poor person is gifting Sudama. This is an allegory. It's an example which is given in the scriptures where Sudama is a poor guy. His wife has warned him or told him that once you go to him, your friend who is so rich, he is a king. So you must definitely bring some gift from him. But Sudama goes with a packet, handful of rice. Does he not know that Krishna is king? Yet, love gives. Love loves to give. There's no logic behind it. But it is a natural propensity of love to give. So Sudama goes with gift. And when he goes to his friend's kingdom, friend's house, he is hesitant. He is hiding the gift. But love wants to give. There is no question of asking anything. He has forgotten everything about asking. This is a bond of friendship. So he is going with that attitude of friendship. And he is giving not because his friend is lacking in something. His friend has everything. And yet he gives. And what he is taking with him? Dry rice. And look at the other side of the picture. Krishna wants to take something from him. It is not that he doesn't have food. He has everything with him. Yet, it is eager, the heart is eager to take something from the beloved. So Krishna is rather asking him where you have kept the gift. And Sudama is shy. Rather, Krishna is trying to snatch away the gift from him. Not that much. He is started eating the dry rice. So that is an example. Whether poor person is gifting a rich man in love, the distinctions. The divisions, the classifications, the hierarchies fall down. In love, there is no richness or poorness or poverty. Love is beyond all this human limitations. But one tendency of love is to give. Love wants to give. Love doesn't keep any account. Love doesn't know counting. If a nurse in the hospital is told how much you serve patients, you took care of this patient so much. So now nurse will acknowledge. Yes, she has taken care. But if suppose this nurse has taken care of her son and she is told, you have taken so much care of this patient. She says, I have done nothing. Because it is not the nurse, it is the mother. Mother's love doesn't know counting. Mother's sacrifice doesn't know accounting. If a mother keeps the account, then she is not mother but a nurse. Love doesn't calculate. Is not calculating. So Baba comes and gifts us. And he doesn't give us gross gifts. He gives us invisible gifts. Because he knows what is the problem. He knows the disease and the root cause of the disease. He may not give somebody gross money, but what he gives is the greatest wealth in the world. The real happiness, the real gyan, the real bliss. As I said, there are two examples. The other example is Buddha. He is rich and he is begging. He is rich, but he is begging. Mahavira, he was rich, he was born kings, and yet he is begging. He is a beggar. In fact, all the 24 Tirthankaras were kings. They were born in royal families, but they renounced everything. They became mendicants, beggars. It was not just to solve their own psychological pain, their own psychological misery, their own psychological issues, problems, but something more. Something deeper, some profound feeling of benefiting the world. Every man has some hidden, deep psychological pain. He wants to get out of this pain by resorting to spirituality, meditation, joins spiritual institutions, tries to follow the different sadhanas, spiritual knowledge. There is some hidden anguish, vyatha, a deep pain. And more often than not, the spiritual knowledge which he chases fails to relieve him of that psychological pain. Because the pain is deeper in the subconscious substratum, in the deeper layers of subconscious, while a spiritual knowledge just penetrates the conscious mind or some superficial layers of the subconscious. While the pain is too deep, the guilt is very deep, the sorrow is hidden, the misery is incognito. The entire process of spirituality is to purify the subconscious. But it is the dark world. It's the underground world. The rays of the sun don't penetrate. A very deep state of relaxation is needed, so that all the psychological chatter, noise, dies out, and the knowledge and the peace penetrates within. And the best method to do is Rajyoga. Rajyoga is a state of total relaxation, psychological relaxation. We need to understand the depth of Rajyoga. What yoga we are doing, that's just 10% of Rajyoga. 90% of the Rajyoga is hidden, because nobody can teach it. You have to learn it from your own experience. And you learn it as per your soul conscious stage, and person remains bound with his body all the time. Unless and until that detachment happens from the body, there is no question of soul consciousness. And unless and until there is soul consciousness, there is no question of Rajyoga happening. Unless and until Rajyoga happens, the inner anguish continues. So real Rajyoga, we have yet not begun. What is it? How is it? There is no one method of doing Rajyoga. There are at least 1,000 methods of doing Rajyoga. Rajyoga is an ocean. What we have collected, what we have known are just drops. And we are doing, practicing those few snippets from so many years. While there are so many hidden, secretive, clandestine aspects of Rajyoga still away from our vision. For example, take this, what Baba said today. Baba has gifted you. Now this gifting thing itself can turn into an experiment of Rajyoga. Our life should be a repetitive experiment. And in scientific experiment, you must get the result. And every time the same result should come. A plus A equal to C. So every time A plus A equal to C, no matter where you do that experiment. If you do it at Amrit Vela, if you do it in the midst of the day, if you do it amidst your hectic activities at night, anytime, any place, the same result should come. So if you just begin this experiment, Baba has gifted me. There should be three important things in Rajyoga. Relaxation, affirmations and visualization. Anything. First stage is relaxation. You relax yourself totally. Psychological relaxation, physical relaxation. You detach yourself from the world melts away. The body melts away. The second is you start with affirmations and you start with visualization. You create a vision. You see yourself standing in front of Baba. It can be Madhuban, it can be Diamond Hall, it can be Subtle World or some mountain or some scenery, some nature, any place which you know, Toad Rock or Anadra or Naki Lake, anywhere you can create a vision. You are sitting and he comes with his bag and he takes out a gift and hands over to you. So you create a vision and then you affirm, who is gifting me? Who has gifted me? Just as persons have intoxication, if suppose you are gifted a pen by your friend, a very costly pen, which is that Schaeffer's pen is there. So such a pen is gifted to you. Parker's pen and all those. So you preserve it. You are intoxicated that this pen is gifted to me by this person. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, I am the highest authority. So who has gifted me? So you convert Rajyoga experiment. Every line of the Murli, convert text into drill. There's no... Brahmins are too much obsessed with finishing reading whole Murli. Rather than understanding it, bit by bit, part of it, one line of it. Wait. You know the best time of reading Murli? During food. Read one line, churn, eat. Then again read another line. So that you can do conscious eating. You chew at least 24-32 times. Because you read one line and the rhyme was, I am a luminous soul sitting in the middle of the forehead. So just stop now. And while eating, just churn, I am a soul. I am a pure soul and I am filling, my whole body is getting filled with purity. The food I am eating is getting filled with purity. The whole room where I am sitting is getting filled with purity. Not only the room, the adjacent rooms are getting filled with purity. Not only the adjacent, it is penetrating the earth. So I sit on this earth here eating, but the food I eat sustains the whole world. Gradually, the vibration spreads. It is the rays. Spiritual scientist means who works at a very subtle level of vibrations, rays, light. We are light workers. We are light workers. We are not gross workers. We are light workers. So our everything is happening at the level of energy. So we are energy workers. It is known as energy re-engineering. Energy re-engineering. So we have to work at the level of energy all the time. Now I am sitting here. What energy is there in me? Now when I sit here, now I'm in the afternoon, I am sitting somewhere. What energy I radiate? It's all about energy. It's all about exchange of energy. And a soul is continuously radiating energy. Think of your body as a battery, as a mobile phone. It needs charging, body also needs charging, soul also needs charging. And sometimes when you don't do anything, still battery, I am not using, but still it is getting discharged. Because some processes are going on within. So also, I am not doing anything, but I am thinking, energy is getting used for thinking, for visualization, for anything which is happening in the mind. If it is a waste thought, my energy is getting depleted. If it is powerful thought, my energy I am accumulating. So, when you sit and eat, minimum time for eating, at least 1 hour, 20 minutes to 1 hour, so that you can churn the murli so nicely. Just read one line, double Om Shanti. Who said Om Shanti? So just wait and think, what is this Om? What is this Shanti? For example, in today's Vardhan, in blessing, Baba said, Rasana, test, perishable tests. You should not be attached to anything of this world. So while you eat, eat with that consciousness that I am attached not to this food at all. This food I am taking because this has been powered by God's energy. It has been offered to God. So the bhog has turned into naivedya, and when it is offered to God, it becomes prasadam. So these are the stages. Bhog converts into naivedya and naivedya converts. First naivedya or bhog offered to God, and then it turns into prasad. Prasad is something that has God's power. It is supercharged with energy. So I am eating this much. So it is powerful. So Baba has given us gifts. So you can convert this gift thing into a drill. And that can become a separate experiment of Raj Yoga. Whole life. Raj Yoga is not about sitting at some place, into entering into Baba's room this particular time, doing yoga and coming out. Raj Yoga is life. Raj Yoga means it is a yoga in progress. It's a yoga in the making. It's a yoga going on. It's a yoga which is happening all the time. Even whilst you are sleeping, it's a yoga. You're eating, you're walking, you're talking, you're listening, you're sitting. Our life should become a signature of Rajyoga. Rajyoga should be stamped in every moment of our life. Rajyoga should make a dent in every one of our heartbeats. Rajyoga should flow as blood in our veins. Rajyoga should be as the light of our eyes. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. At Brahma Muhurt of confluences, at Amrit Vela, you opened your eyes to your elevated birth, and what did you receive? How many gifts did you receive? You opened your eyes, you saw the old Baba. You saw the white Baba. You also saw the red in the white. Did you not? So to whom did you see? You saw the Father, the bestower of the peace, and how many gifts did He give to you? He gave you so many gifts that you will continue to be sustained by these gifts, birth after birth. You won't have to buy anything. The biggest of all, He gave you the bracelet of love, which is even more valuable than diamond. He gave you the bracelet of God's magic. With this, you can attend whatever you want. As soon as you have the thought and you invoke it, there is nothing lacking in the treasure store of Brahmins. All of you children received such a gift as soon as you opened your eyes. All of you have received it, have you not? Is there anyone left out? Om Shanti.
Veela hai jagran ki.